This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A Texas woman was convicted this week of killing her diabetic husband in 2023 through neglect as he suffered from an insulin overdose. A jury found Sarah Jean Hartsfield, 50, guilty of murder on Wednesday. Hartsfield was arrested after staff at Houston Methodist Hospital noted suspicious circumstances surrounding Joseph's death in January 2023. Prosecutors presented evidence showing that Joseph's blood sugar dropped to dangerously low levels over several hours on January 7th. Sarah Hartsfield claimed she was sleeping while this happened, but her cell phone activity showed her on several apps during that time, and step tracking software showed her up and moving around. Additionally, Joseph's glucose monitor went off more than 100 times, each time alerting Hartsfield's cell phone. Prosecutors acknowledged that they could not prove Sarah Jean Hartsfield had given her husband an overdose of insulin herself, but witnesses testified they believed that's what happened. The jury took less than an hour to convict. Joseph Hartsfield was Sarah Jean Hartsfield's fifth husband. She previously shot a fiancé to death in Minnesota. She claimed self-defense and was never charged for David Bragg's death. Hartsfield was also accused of pressuring an earlier husband to kill the new wife of an ex-husband in 2021 in Arizona amid a custody dispute over their children. Hartsfield has a history of allegations that she abused and threatened former lovers. In 1996, police in Houston arrested Hartsfield after she and her then second husband got into a physical argument in their apartment. Hartsfield was charged with assault, but prosecutors dropped the case a week later for unknown reasons. The woman's husband at the time, who had been bruised and scraped, received a citation. He said the pair were married between 1996 and 1997, and that he wanted to forget that period of his life, which he described as miserable. The jury sentenced Sarah Hartsfield to life in prison and to pay a $10,000 fine. More crime and justice news after this. A federal grand jury has indicted a Tennessee cop on charges of kidnapping and stalking his estranged girlfriend while he was on duty and in uniform in August. Alan James Greenman, 38, was arrested for the incident on August 21st and lost his job with the Clarksville Police Department. Court documents say that Greenman used a utility company gate code, something not available to the general public, to access his ex-girlfriend's gated apartment complex in the early morning of August 20th. The documents show Greenman entering the complex in his patrol vehicle at 5:37 a.m., starting his shift at 5:38 a.m. while inside the complex, then leaving about 5 minutes later. He returns at 6:10 a.m. and leaves again at 6:23 a.m. The court documents say the ex-girlfriend had told Greenman she didn't want him at her home while she wasn't there, and she had seen him there on her doorbell camera that morning, texting him and calling him to leave. She returned to her complex just after Greenman had left the second time, but he followed her in, still in his patrol vehicle and on duty. Then he parked and followed her into the apartment, where they argued. The complaint says that Greenman accused her of cheating on him, even though they were not together at the time, and demanded that she give him her cell phone. She told him to get out, saying, "This isn't worth your job or mine." At that point, the on-duty, in-uniform police officer grabbed a screwdriver and stabbed the victim's television. Greenman then fought the victim over her personal cell phone and broke it. She tried to escape the apartment, but Greenman threw her across the room and onto the bed, punching her in the head several times. When she tried to leave again, Greenman drew his service weapon and pointed it at her, telling her, "I'm going to kill you." The woman said she begged for her life as her 4-year-old son slept in the next room. She told investigators she tried multiple times to get out, but every time Greenman would threaten her and break more of her belongings. Ultimately, she grabbed her work cell phone, grabbed her son from his bed, and Greenman let her leave. According to the court documents, Clarksville police officers have sensors on their holsters that activate their patrol vehicle's camera when the weapon is drawn. The footage from Greenman's vehicle, pointed directly at the apartment and triggered when he pulled his gun, activated at 6:58 a.m. About 30 minutes later, the victim exits the apartment carrying the child. Greenman remained in the apartment for about 45 more minutes before leaving and driving away. While in the vehicle, Greenman had a conversation with someone, probably on his phone, the documents say. He appeared to be contemplating suicide. Quote, "Everything is way past being fixed because I broke all her her phone. She was crying like cray. I attacked her multiple times, pulled a gun on her. Like, there's no coming back from any of this." Although he later denied pulling his gun, both the holster sensor and this conversation contradict that claim. Meanwhile, the victim had contacted Clarksville police, who began looking for him. They eventually found him, back in the woman's apartment, hiding under her clothing in her closet. He had his personal pistol and was no longer in uniform. When interviewed by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, he told agents he had driven home, changed out of his uniform, and taken an Uber back to the victim's home to get some of his belongings. Clarksville police said Greenman was placed on administrative leave immediately after his arrest and fired on September 5th. The federal indictment charges Greenman with kidnapping, stalking, and deprivation of rights. He also faces state charges of domestic-related aggravated assault and aggravated kidnapping. When he was arrested in August, Greenman was given a $75,000 bond. He does not currently appear on an inmate roster at the Montgomery County Jail. His next court appearance is December 4th. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.